Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. The government has provided tap water supply to over 15.52 crore rural households in the country so far under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Replying to the discussion on the demands for grants related to his ministry in Lok Sabha, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said when the Jal Jeevan Mission was launched in 2019, only around 3 crore rural households had tap water connections. The minister said around 1.36 lakh child deaths per year would be prevented if safe and adequate drinking water is supplied to every household in the country. Mr. Patil informed that the center has increased the budget on drinking water and related areas by 4 times as compared to the previous UPA regime. After his reply, the House passed the demands for grants related to Jal Shakti Ministry for the year 2025-26. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the working of the Ministry of Home Affairs. Participating in the discussion, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP said that the Home Ministry has worked to make the country secular in true sense by abolishing Article 370 from Jammu and Kashmir. Congress MP Ajay Makan raised the issue of rising crime in Delhi, saying that Delhi police comes directly under the Home Ministry. Government has said that India is moving fast to become a TB-free nation this year. The incident rate of TB in the country has shown a 17.7% decline from 237 per lakh population in 2015 to 195 per lakh population in 2023, which is more than double the global reduction. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel said the deaths due to TB has also reduced by over 21% in 2023 as compared to 2015. In London, the Heathrow Airport is closed for 24 hours after a huge fire outbreak at a power substation. It led to a significant power outage and left over 16,000 homes without electricity. The power outage resulted in disrupting operations at one of the world's busiest airports and throwing the travel plans of hundreds of thousands into disarray. The fire brigade said the cause of the fire is not known yet. In the meantime, India's largest carrier, Air India, today said that its operations to and from London's Heathrow Airport have been disrupted following the temporary suspension of operations at the airport. In Arunachal Pradesh, a landmark step towards Vande Bharat connectivity, the Harmati Naharlagun rail has been successfully electrified. In response to the development, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post yesterday said that it is a new dawn for Arunachal Railways. Mr. Khandu informed that the successful electric trial on the Harmati Nahalagun section marks a key milestone. With this, Arunachal is now ready for Vande Bharat Express, bringing faster, greener and more efficient travel, he further added. The successful electric trial is expected to significantly boost rail connectivity, enhance efficiency and sustainability in the state. Indian Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has urged the opposition parties to allow discussion on agriculture in parliament so that the work for the welfare of farmers can be taken forward. Talking to reporters outside parliament, Mr. Chauhan said the union government is always ready to discuss the issues of farmers in the parliament. He said the welfare of farmers is the top priority of the Modi government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the milestone of India crossing 1 billion tons of coal production. In a social media post, Ms. PM Modi called it a remarkable achievement and said it highlights India's commitment to energy security, economic growth and self-reliance. India has taken a major step toward hosting global sporting events by officially submitting an expression of interest to organize the Centenary Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad, Gujarat in 2030. The bid led by Commonwealth Games Association of India President P.T. Usha underscores Ahmedabad's readiness to serve as an exceptional host city. This move aligns with India's broader ambition to secure major international events, including a bid for the 2036 Olympic Games. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.